The Molly Malone statue in Dublin has been defaced. The statue was given a new temporary home outside the Dublin Tourist Office on Suffolk Street last week, where it will remain while the Lewis Cross City project takes place. Richard Guiney is CEO of the Dublin City Business Improvement District. He's on the line. Richard Guiney, we gathered that the statue has actually already been cleaned of the graffiti found on it by some of your members.
That's right. It was cleaned up in the last 15 minutes or so. So people seeing it this afternoon will see her back to restored to her full glory.
And how much of a problem is this, both for public monuments being defaced and perhaps business premises as well?
Yeah, we remove graffiti from private buildings in the city centre area, and we're looking at levels about four times what they were in 2010. Last year we spent about €125,000 removing graffiti in a space that would be equivalent to twice the size of the Aviva, the pitch at the Aviva Stadium. So it is, it's a growing problem, and I think, you know, there are folks who clearly believe that they can deface property and that's acceptable, which obviously it's not.
Your organisation tries to encourage people into Dublin City Centre. How much of a disincentive do you think is graffiti?
Well, I think when you see graffiti, it looks that the area is not cared for, and it's known to instill a degree of fear, and this was something that was very prevalent in New York in the research studies there, and when graffiti was removed, people felt a lot more comfortable. So I think it's something, removing graffiti and having the place clean actually instills a degree of comfort, and obviously the more comfortable people are, the more inclined they are to visit, and you know, that's obviously very important, and we need to put our best foot forward. I mean, times are still, they're getting better, but they're still difficult, so we need to make our cities, not just Dublin, all cities and towns as comfortable and as welcoming as we possibly can.
We've seen the rise over the past decade or so of street art and the popularity of street art. Do you think that in any way might be contributing to this sort of defacing of monuments and business premises?
Well, to be honest with you, the stuff that we remove is not art. It's generally just squiggles with a can, you know. And I think, you know, obviously there's a place for art, but our view would be, you know, that people have an entitlement to have their property kept clean and for people to respect that. So I think, you know, we'd differentiate between the two. But certainly the stuff that we remove wouldn't cause any qualms in terms of removing anything of artistic quality. It is. Basically just squiggles and rubbish with cans.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Richard Guiney, CEO of the Dublin City Business Improvement District.